Brandon Smith knows the importance of double-checking his scuba gear before he gets underwater.
You have to do everything a specific way every single time, and you don't want to make mistakes, because the worst time to find out that something's not working is like when you're 60 feet underwater.
Smith and his two companions check their air tanks, valves, and depth gauges as they get ready to dive to 18 meters at the Point Lobos Underwater Reserve. They're training to be on the Monterey County Sheriff's Dive Team, a law enforcement group that recovers criminal evidence from the water. Smith, a recreational diver and law enforcement officer, joins the group in part because he has always been fascinated with the ocean. He says the expansive waters of Point Lobos have appealed to him for years.
That's just beautiful, but just specifically in Point Lobos, it just seems like everything's a little bigger. I never knew that starfish could ever get as big as they get. I mean, to see one that's like 2 feet in diameter and it's just cruising along the bottom, it's just kind of like, whoa, oh my God. But it's a lot of fun. It's neat to see. It's definitely eye-opening.
The same conditions that make Point Lobos popular among divers appeal to scientists as well. Point Lobos' protected conditions provide a baseline to which researchers can compare data to measure environmental change.
And without that baseline, it's hard for us to try to ascertain if any of the differences or changes that we see long-term can be attributed to things like environmental change or human-mediated impacts.
Dr. Corey Garza is an assistant professor in the Division of Science and Environmental Policy at California State University, Monterey Bay. He notes that the biggest threat to these protected underwater areas is people. Poachers, boaters who spill oil, even visitors who disrupt the ecosystems by taking home souvenirs. Native Americans, Chinese fishermen, and Japanese abalone harvesters have all called this area home at one point or another. So Garza says the story of the park is also one of the human experience.
We've changed our use of the environment over time, and that's kind of one of the great historic things that marine reserves can do for us, is just give us an estimate of how we sort of changed some of these ecosystems, both through our use of it and in terms of what we're taking out of it.
Park rangers, like Chuck Bancroft, help maintain these protected marine areas by enforcing the park's rules, doing a little bit of everything related to the upkeep of the reserve, and teaching the public about life underwater. Bancroft has worked at Point Lobos for close to 30 years.
To me, the thrill is being able to see things here and then pass it on to another generation.
Bancroft says he loves talking to students about the marine life here and the history of Point Lobos. The school groups he sees come from all around California, and other visitors come from even farther away.
We actually have handouts in 20 different languages to welcome people from around the world that come to visit here. I remember one evening I was closing up and a little car comes up and a gentleman gets out and it turns out he's from Italy. And the only things he can say in English are Point Lobos and Edward Weston.
Weston, a photographer, created some of the magnificent photos of Point Lobos in the 1930s, which still attract visitors today. California State University's Corey Garza says visitors like these and divers like Brandon Smith help make scientific research in the area possible.
You can't have research and you can't have conservation unless you have a public that's actually invested in conserving that. And so those parks actually, they provide sort of this educational aspect as well as helping people understand what the marine environment is, what's in there, and why is what you find in there important to them. So that's, I think, what the real big sort of value of parks are.
Not only has this research added to our understanding of the ocean, it's helped shape government policies. Studies conducted by different institutes around Point Lobos provided the scientific basis for laws which created protected marine areas, including Point Lobos itself, which became a reserve in 1960. As a diver, Brandon Smith understands the importance of protecting these areas, both for the creatures who live here and the people who enjoy it.
If you're going to learn about the ocean, there's no better way of learning it than seeing it firsthand.
Conservationists hope that scientists and respectful visitors will keep that possible at Point Lobos for years to come. Rachel Abrams for VOA News, Point Lobos, California.